Well, another assassination attempt against President Trump is coming before the election. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of a current Secret Service sniper in a newly released internal memo. We'll get to that part of the story in a second. But first, today we're diving deep into what was clearly a cover-up of the Trump assassination plot by the Secret Service and the FBI. What if I told you that the Secret Service, you know, a once revered institution, was supposed to hold them up in such high regard, tasked with the protection of our nation's highest leaders, is officially entrenched in a cover-up. We're seeing it as clear as day right now. Would that surprise you at all that they're involved in this cover-up? Let us know in the comments. What if I also told you that the FBI, another cornerstone of America's security apparatus, is knowingly spinning a total lie by omission and a narrative that they're trying to put forth to shield the truth, maybe trying to protect the Secret Service in this? Would that surprise you to know that we know, of course, all of this? We know that Director James Comey were directly involved in exonerating Hillary Clinton before they even had completed the investigation into Hillary Clinton and her email server. How do you do that? How do you collude with Democrats to push a fake Steele dossier in order to keep Trump from becoming president? That's a fact. So we know the track record of the FBI. Well, the FBI just lied by omission right to the United States Senate in front of Congress. We'll get to that part in a second. But first, new evidence today that we want to get to has surfaced that shatters this official story about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. So let's start with the stunning video evidence here. This is the brand new video evidence that Fox News has obtained from an eyewitness that shows Crooks, the shooter, pulling himself up onto the roof, then running across it moments before the gunfire. The footage is absolutely bone-chilling, because it's clear, it's undeniable, and yet local law enforcement and the Secret Service on the scene did nothing about it. There was the shooter's location 150 yards away. Why were the officers who had a clear view of the roof so grossly negligent in this? There's a clear line of sight to the stage where Trump was speaking. The acting Secret Service director had no adequate explanation for this lapse yesterday during testimony. I even quoted him saying, "I cannot defend why that roof was not better secured." Cannot defend why that roof was not better secured. The video shows the shooter in plain sight well before his attack. I mean, look at that. It's ridiculous. This wasn't an intelligence failure. They had eyeballs on him. The Secret Service maintains snipers could not see him on the roofline. I could see him on the roofline. The Secret Service couldn't see him on the roofline?
Maybe they were very engaged in Trump's speech. They just forgot why they were there.
They were looking at his immigration chart up on the screen. They were so enthralled by it.
Wow, that guy's dropping truth bombs.
And just think, their eyes are trained. Like, they are highly trained to see anomalies, like to see things that don't look normal in a crowd.
Right. That's their whole purpose, right? They're supposed to ignore. They're supposed to ignore what the president is talking about, basically. Eagle-eyed, moving around like a lifeguard.
Yeah.
I've seen lifeguards that had better eyes on things than these guys did. This wasn't an intelligence failure. They had eyeballs on this shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, on the rooftop. They saw him. The Secret Service maintains that snipers couldn't see him. They couldn't see him. This is proven false now with this video. The Secret Service is now actively trying to cover this up, hiding information from Congress and the American people. In fact, they just like they deleted all the text messages on January 6th. So convenient that they covered up and hid all of those messages on that day, right? Well, the Secret Service cover-up, according to the Judicial Watch, the Secret Service has rejected a Freedom of Information Act request that sought key documents about the whole thing. This isn't just bureaucratic red tape. This is them actively withholding that information from the public and the information the public has a right to know. So here's Judicial Watch. They say the Secret Service rejected their FOIA requests for any records about the assassination attempt on former President Trump. And these were records related to the assassination attempt, and the agency refused to produce any documents. Ronald Rowe, who's the acting director of the Secret Service, was grilled by Senator Mike Lee about why this rooftop sniper location was abandoned and why the Secret Service is lying about Trump requesting additional protection. Listen.
It's my understanding there was a sniper team assigned to a window with complete overlook, complete view of the roof, the same rooftop, the sloped rooftop where the shots were fired. It's also my understanding, according to some whistleblower accounts, that post was abandoned. What can you tell me about that? Why was it abandoned?
So I saw that from the colonel's testimony, sir, and it's something that I've asked and our mission assurance is getting to the bottom of. And there were two-man counter-sniper teams from the locals that were in that AGR building.
And so at some point they just left?
That I don't have an answer for you on that, Senator, but it seems to me that if even one of them left, there should have been remaining some additional eyes left in that building.
Yep. That seems like something that maybe should be one of the very first questions you address. I'm actually surprised that you don't know that already, and I'd ask that you submit to us in writing what you learn as soon as you learn it. Will you commit to that?
Yes, sir.
What can you tell me about? Well, let me just state this way. Multiple requests were made by Trump's protective detail and by Trump's campaign team to the Secret Service for additional resources. I'm told that those were denied. And as I recall, the Secret Service spokesperson initially denied that such requests were made and denied. Why not tell the truth from the outset? What were they trying to do there?
So, Senator, I don't think there was any intention to mislead.
Seems like a pretty material fact, doesn't it?
Yeah, you'd think so. Roe testified before the Senate committee yesterday, admitting that local law enforcement officers had spotted the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, on the roof where he eventually opened fire. So they're saying, wait a minute, the local law enforcement spotted the guy. So it's their fault. Wait a minute, I thought you said you couldn't see them. So you didn't see them? What's the real story here? Yet despite this incredible piece of information, there was zero communication with the Secret Service agents on the ground. Zero. They were left in the dark, unaware of the impending threat that the shots rang out. So why are they withholding information as to the communications before, during, and after the attack? Why? You only withhold information if you have something to hide, right? Commander of the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit, Patrick Young, is now refuting statements from the acting Secret Service Director, Ronald Rowe. Responding to his messages yesterday, saying who testified before the Senate, Young says his local snipers were never directed to guard the location of the Secret Service claims. Listen.
Secret Service, he showed a window that
over
was maybe
there.
Right here,
exactly.
Looking out to the roof.
No, that's not where we were assigned. We're assigned over here in those first two windows.
So he's wrong about the assignment.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
anybody write that down anywhere?
I mean, it's unbelievable. How did such colossal failures even happen in the first place? Why are they withholding this information that could show us stand down orders and more? Also, a Secret Service agent has come forward in a new memo that's been circulating among Secret Service staff. He says there will be another attempt to kill Trump before the November election. And he says that could come as early as September. Real Clear Politics got the memo and interviewed the sniper, withholding his name so that he's not gone after by his superior officers. Here's Real Clear Politics. A Secret Service counter-sniper who called for the firing or resignations of all top agency leaders in a scathing email confirmed to colleagues Monday night that he meant to send the missive to every employee on the agency's uniform division. The sniper told his colleagues in two emails Monday night that he no longer could contain his anger after an enduring cover-your-own-ass culture for years at the agency, and after 2 weeks of obfuscation and outright lies by Secret Service leaders in the wake of the July 13th assassination attempt against President Trump that killed firefighter Corey Comportori and critically injured two others. Meanwhile, well, let's talk about the FBI now. The Secret Service grappled with their internal failings. The FBI was busy crafting a narrative that conveniently fit a political agenda. I mean, I can read it no other way because it's lying by omission, right? The FBI said during the hearing that Crooks harbored far-right extremist views, and he was anti-Semitic, and he was anti-immigrant. Oh, listen.
While the investigation has not determined motive, the investigative team continues to review information from legal returns, including online and social media accounts. Something just very recently uncovered that I want to share is a social media account which is believed to be associated with the shooter in about the 2019-2020 timeframe. There were over 700 comments posted from this account. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature.
So Interestingly, the more recent posts in 2021 unequivocally supported Biden, but he failed to mention that, left that part out. That's lying by omission, right? Here's the kicker. His team knew about this, omitted this in their initial testimony, selectively presented information to Congress to paint Crooks as a far right-wing extremist. And there was, in fact, a lot of evidence in these messages that he was a pro-Biden supporter who praised Biden's lockdowns, and he also praised his open border policies. Okay, so we didn't get to learn that during the testimony. It's kind of curious. The FBI also said they were still reviewing radio communications from that day. Yet earlier, during the Secret Service testimony, they said they had not saved any radio communications. So how are you reviewing radio communications the Secret Service says they don't have access to or they're deleted? A lot of questions from the Secret Service and the FBI and this new vantage point of this new video of the shooter from this new vantage point. In addition to which, Patrick Young and the local law enforcement, who are clearly being thrown under the bus, being, you know, we're led to believe they were in charge of this roof. And that's what the Secret Service is saying. Yet they never had any meetings about the roof. They never had any communications with them, even after they identified the shooter and they saw him walking across the roof. Cover up. I'd like to learn more about this upcoming assassination plot that the Secret Service knows about. And of course, I've maintained on this show, sadly, that they're never going to let President Trump become president of the United States again. And they're going to do everything in their power to keep it from happening. You know, whether you like the guy or not, like that's exactly what's happening right now.